Morning all, and welcome to Union. I appreciate everybody's attendance today. I won't be long, but I'll just read the 23rd Psalm. I think it's important this Memorial Day weekend to just keep these things in mind, and I think we ought to just memorize the Psalms, because we just had our song service, and, well, these are inspired songs written in the Word of God. So the 23rd Psalm should be familiar to most of you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Tomorrow we remember those that have fallen, those that are no longer with us. We're thankful for the veterans that are still with us, and if there be any veterans in the crowd this morning, I appreciate your service very much. But tomorrow's a day to remember those that are not with us, that have fallen in battle, that have walked through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, and prayerfully are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. So that came to mind this morning as I was thinking of Memorial Day. And we ought to have every Sunday be a Memorial Day to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I especially enjoy verse 5 in the King James Version that says, "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." And oftentimes in other versions you'll see, "My cup overflows," or a different word to describe the joys and the fulfillment that the Lord gives us. But I like "my cup runneth over," because, I mean, I'm a coffee drinker, and if I fill my cup to where it overflows past the brim, it's a little bit too much, and I know to stop the machine. But if it runs over, it creates a puddle on the floor. And that's just an analogy to where I'd rather have the Lord's blessings run over and gush over my cup than just barely overflow it. And I thank the Lord for His blessings, and I thank the Lord for the freedom to be here as an American, as a Christian American, to be able to worship God without fear in this country. And the men who died made that possible. So let us remember those that we may have been related to, or those we know that have fallen. And let's remember our Savior who has fallen, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has died and rose again for our sins. This is a Memorial Day here at church. Every Sunday, all 52 Sundays ought to be a Memorial Day to the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that said, let's go into prayer. Our Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time of worship in Your heavenly name and in Your Father's name. And we're thankful for what's gone on before. We're thankful for the singing. We're thankful that we can sing praise to Your name. And Lord, we're thankful for Your sacrifice on behalf of our sins. And please hear our prayers for our loved ones. Give them healing. Give them strength. Give them comfort in whatever days You'd have them to live. And be with Brother Marty, our pastor. We're thankful for him, that he may lead us with grace and fill us with knowledge and understanding as You'd see fit to give him. And pray for those traveling, that they may travel and safely and get home safely to us. And we ask for Your continued mercy and forgiveness on behalf of our many sins and transgressions of Thy law that have been covered by the blood of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen.